Perek, the beginning of the fourth Perek, even though we learned this before I left New York, but we'll chazer from there. Okay, so you recall that there's two opinions about when we say the tam, the regular, you know, we're called the not yet established, it's the killing cow. When you collect chatzinezik megufo, you take the half damages and it's collected from the body of the, literally from the body of the animal. Do we mean literally that the victim, the nizik, actually has a partnership, a claim in that animal, like we're partners in it? And it's like he's become like a 50-50 owner, whatever percentage owner in the animal? Or is it just a conceptual, you know, you owe me money on the balance sheet, and the cow just collateralizes that and max, and like sets a cap at how much you have to pay, but the actual debt that the mazik owes the nizik isn't literally tied into, it isn't already assigned to the cow proper. Did I explain that clearly? I'm not sure if that's clear. I'll say it one more time, because I don't think I like the way I said it so much. The kiva holds that when the mazik's cow damages the nizik, so then the nizik becomes a partner, a shutaf, a partner in the cow. Automatically, like, the prorated amount that would compensate him for his loss is of the cow that did the damage is now like assigned, like an ownership piece, so to speak. It's like, you know, shares in the cow LLC, if you will. He owns the share, owns the cow proper, in part. Or full, I guess, if it's a full amount. But the cow itself becomes owned in part to the nizik. According to Rabbi Yishmael, nothing of the sort. It's a, you know, it's a cash settled problem. If my cow killed your cow's up 200, I owe you 100. And let's say my cow did the damage that collateralized it, perhaps, and it'll be capped at the value of my cow. So if my cow hurts your cow and my cow's only worth 75, even though I owe you 100, I'll only pay you 75 because limited by the value of the cow, my cow. But even so, I owe you in a vacuum. I don't owe you a piece of this cow now, the mazik cow. You don't become a partner with me in the cow. I just owe you money. Is that clear the second time? That's Rabbi Yishmael Shita.
Yeah, and I'm curious for Rabbi Kiva. Why would someone want to, I guess, have a partnership in the
cow? Well, that's the Torah's assignment. The question is,
value.
Well, since that's a separate interesting question. But the Torah, what I'm addressing now, just because it's not a topic per se, I need to establish that this point here. I don't want to discuss like why the Torah would do that, but I can hear a good reason anyways. The Torah's, when it says that the pasuk says to divide the cow, so does that mean literally that the, like Rabbi Kiva says, yeah, that means like, you know, the cow becomes half the nizik's on the spot, or when I say half, whatever the amount is, and he actually owns the cow now in part, in full. And Rabbi Shmuel says no, it's just what we probably would have thought ahead of time, which is what you're thinking now, which is it's just a dollar amount that you owe, and it's capped by the value of the cow. Maybe it's collateralized. There's a place to collect it, I mean, automatically from this cow, but the cow isn't the critical point. You owe me money, not the cow. So that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. So those shitas play themselves out undercover here in this first mission here. This first mission is quite difficult, if you recall that.
In case the cow runs away.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be a big difference.
And the guy's out, and in the case,
right. 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 So, big difference. But now here in this case, our story here is we have one cow that goes and damages a lot of people one after the other, right? We'll call him Yaakov. Yaakov's cow went and gored Reuven's cow, and then it gored Shimon's cow, and then it gored Levi's cow, and then it gored Yehuda's cow in a string. The thing is, as the story happened, in our mission here, what happens is, after Reuven's cow gets gored, Reuven grabs hold of the cow because he wants to have something to collect from, takes it as collateral. And then, that's Reb Meir, is the first part of the Mishnah. Reb Meir's story is, he holds, like Rabbi Yishmael, that it's only that the Nizik is not a partner in the cow. The Mazik owes him money. So, since the cow acts as a collateral, if you will, so then the Nizik, in this case Reuven, took the cow to hold his collateral so he can collect. But in taking the cow, says Rabbi Meir, since he's not a partner in the cow, he just now has taken it to collateralize his debt. So what's happening is he Reuven, who takes the cow, is now taking it upon himself to be a Shomer Sachar. He's now he took responsibility to watch over for the cow, because he took the cow. He didn't have to, but he did. So now he's taking the cow. If the cow gets out again, who is responsible for not watching it properly? Reuven. That being the case, so now Reuven is going to be on the hook for damages that the cow does, because he's a shomer, and he's considered a shomer sachar, a paid watchman, because he's getting benefit. Anytime that the guardian has a benefit, so he's considered not a shomer chinam, who has a lower standard of responsibility, but a shomer sachar, a paid watchman, because he's got value. He's got value. He's got now a piece of collateralized debt. You can sure better believe that collateralized debt is worth a lot more than uncollateralized debt. So the story is playing itself out then, is that when Reuven grabs the cow, he makes himself, self-appoints himself as a shomer sachar, as a guardian. So when the cow now went and gored the second cow, Shimon's cow, so whose fault is that? Reuven, because Reuven wasn't watching the cow properly. So what's going to happen is, then the money that would have been going to Reuven now is going to end up going to Shimon, potentially. If there's be leftovers, and there's enough money, and there's enough value in the total amount of the cow, because remember it's always limited to Megufo, then Reuven will get the residual. But if there isn't, then he won't. And the same will play itself out in the story here. Shimon then grabs the cow, hoping to get his money from Reuven, but before he does, then the cow goes and escapes and gores a third time, and that Levi's cow, and also Levi will have claim essentially back ultimately on Shimon for not watching his cow. Shimon will have claim on Reuven for not watching his cow as a shomer, and then Reuven will have claim on Yaakov originally for not watching his cow, but the money will keep on passing down the line. The last guy will always get his full payment, right? Because but then if there's anything left over, it will go to the previous, and if there's anything left over, it will go to the previous before him. That's the Mishnah all outside. So remember, we drew the picture on the board with all the arrows and everything. Okay, so inside, and I'll walk you through it. Shor shenagach arba v'chamisha. A cow, Yaakov's cow, went and gored four or five cows in sequence. You know, like I said, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda's cows. Shavarm ze achar ze, cows this one after the other. But the case is, unspoken out in the Mishnah, each time that the victim gets his cow gored, he grabs the cow to watch it, becoming a shomer sachar. Because we're all going like Rabbi Yishmael, that he's not a part in the cow, he just has a financial claim on the original owner. So then, Yisham la'achron shebehem. The last guy is going to get all the money. In other words, we'll give examples here. Let's first start out by saying every cow is worth $200. So what happens is that Yaakov had a $200 cow. It goes and gores Reuven's cow. So now he owes him chatzi nezek. Avram's cow is dead. So Reuven's cow is dead. So it's knocked down to being worth zero, so he owes 200 damage, but chatzi nezek means he owes only 100. So then Yaakov should pay Reuven 100. But meanwhile, before he does pay him, Reuven took the cow to collateralize the debt. The cow went and gored Shimon's cow. Reuven was the shomer sachar, so therefore when Shimon goes and claims, ultimately he'll be claiming on the negligent shomer, the negligent watchman, meaning Reuven. So Reuven will get his 100 from Yaakov, but have to pay it on to Shimon. So that means what? Shimon gets paid in full, meaning full his chatzi nezek as he deserves, the 100, and Reuven's left out with nothing. That's why we're saying the Achron Shebehem is the one who benefits, because he for sure gets his full payments, but Reuven is nothing. If, for argument's sake, Shimon's cow is only worth 100, not 200, so the case is the cow is worth 200, Yaakov's cow, the original Mazik, Reuven's worth 200 and Shimon's worth 100. So what will happen is, and the same sort of plays itself out, it gores Yaakov's cow, gores Reuven's cow, Reuven grabs it, and then while he's watching it goes and gores Shimon's cow. So what will happen is Shimon will have claim of chatzi nezek on Reuven, which is only 50. So that means there'll be 50 left over. So Reuven will get paid 100, 50 pays out to Shimon, 50 keeps for himself. Right?
Yeah.
That's that. Now, Vim Yeshbo Mosar, if there be left over, Yachzer Lishalafanov. If there be left over, that's the case I just said, only 50 is going to Shimon, so then there's 50 remaining that can stay to the previous guy up the chain, in our case Reuven. But it could, of course, be four or five deep. Now, Vim Yeshbo Mosar, if there be more left over after paying back, if we have three or four deep, like instead of the example I gave, you know, went to the Levi got paid in full, and then even the previous guy, Shimon, got paid in full, then also Reuven get paid in part also. Im yesh b'mosar, yachshesh l'shlefnei funav. Then it goes closer, like up the chain. Is that clear? The drawing is more abstract. Fine, good. So the achron achron nizkar, like we said, the last guy in the chain, meaning the last guy to get hurt, he of course profits fully because he gets the full compensation, and everyone up farther up only gets compensation if there's money left over in the canal to pay.
Because the last guy is the only real victim. The other people are victims, but they're also
right. Exactly right. Correct. That's Reb Meir. That's only true. That's Reb Meir Shita, because Reb Meir holds like Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that anyways the use. This way I said last time, which made everyone like a little unclear, but so does, this is the best way I can say it anyways. When Reuven seized the cow to collect from it, he didn't really have the right to seize it. It wasn't his, so he didn't have the right to seize it. I'm not saying he did something wrong, because he chose to take it. He was allowed to take it. But in doing it, then he took upon himself to be a guardian, because he's not a partner in the cow. As opposed to the second shita here, this is Rabbi Yehuda shita, Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva. That what? That the victim owns a piece of the cow proper. So as soon as Yaakov's cow goes and gores Reuven's cow, so now this is Yaakov's cow has become now half Reuven's also. So when Reuven holds, right? They become partners, exactly right. So if that being the case, because now I own your cow, or a part of your cow, so when I hold it, I'm not acting as the Shomer Sacher, I'm just holding our cow. Mm-hmm. Okay? And any partners, if you're partners and the cow is damaged, then we pay, you know, prorated based on our ownership. So if that's the case, so the math will play out totally differently. What will happen then is, when, again, now we'll call them all 200. So if, when what happens is, first, Yaakov's cow is with 200, it goes Reuven's cow with 200, so Yaakov owes Reuven 100. That's Chatzim Nezek. Then they split it 100, so they would take the cow, the mazik, and sell it. 100 would go to Yaakov, the original owner, and 100 would go to Reuven, the victim. If before that his cow is sold, it goes, Reuven held it, but he's a partner in the cow, and it goes and it gores Shimon's cow, again with 200. So now what happens is, Shimon is the victim. He lost the $200 cow. So that means he's going to get paid $100, Chatzi Nezek. Where is it going to come from? So it'll come since the partners in the cow are now Yaakov and Reuven, so it comes 50 from Yaakov and 50 from Reuven. So 50 from Yaakov, 50 from Reuven, give 100 to Shimon, and the remaining 100 in the cow is divided 50-50 between Yaakov and Reuven. So now Yaakov will get 50, Reuven will get 50, and Shimon will get 100. If the cow goes and gores again, so since now their ownership is divided, 25% is Yaakov, 25% is Reuven's, and 50% is Shimon's, so that's how they'll pay. If it goes and gores Levi's cow, and Levi's cow sustains 200 zuz of damage, 100 have to get paid, and the 100 will be divided 25, 25, and 50. So that, meaning that at the end of the day, Levi will get 100, and and Shimon will be left with 50, and Reuven and Yaakov will have 25 each. That's the Mishnah outside. So inside it says just like that. Reb Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva that they become partners, and the actual ownership of the cow is transferred over to the victim in part, and therefore Shor Shava Masayim Shnagach Shor Shava Masayim. If you have a 200 zuz cow that gores a 200 zuz cow, right? That's Reuven the victim. Vein Hanaveli Yafaklum. We're assuming now that Reuven's cow is worth zero at the end of the story after the goring. Otherwise, remember, because if there's any value there, then the damage would be Chatzi Nezek, the difference between the prior to the attack and after the attack value. But anyways, here it's worth zero. So therefore, 100 zuz worth Chatzi Nezek has to go to Reuven. So Zenatel Mana, Vezenatel Mana, each one gets 100. Mana means 100 zuz. Okay? Chazar, if the cow that now is owned 100 to Yaakov and 100 to Reuven goes, the Nagach Shor Acher, and it goes a second cow, Shava Masayim, also worth 200, that's Shimon's cow. So then Ha'achra Notel Mana, Shimon will get 100 zuz, 50 from Reuven, 50 from Yaakov, but Vishlafanov, and Reuven, the first victim, Zenotel Chamishim zuz, Zenotel Chamishim zuz. The first two guys each get 50 zuz, right? 50 for Reuven and 50 for Yaakov. Okay, Chazar Nagach Shor Acher, Shavim Aslam. If now, we said it's 25, sorry, now it's, oh, and 25% Reuven, 25% Yaakov, 25% Shimon. I'm sorry, 50% Shimon, excuse me. So now it goes and gores Levi's cow, worth 200, the Achron Notel Mana. Then Levi will get 100. He'll get 25 from Yaakov, 25 from Reuven, and 50 from Shimon. Vishlafanov, meaning Shimon, gets Chamishim Zuz. He gets 50. He's left with 50. Ushnaim Harishonim, the two first guys, meaning the original owner, Reuven, as well as, Yaakov, as well as the first victim, Reuven, each get a dinar zahav, which is 25 zuz. A golden dinar is the same as 25 silver dinarim, and a dinar is the same as a zuz. Okay? That's good, right? Clear? So let me just, sum up. Reb Meir holds like Reb Yishmael that the ownership, the victim gets a financial debt, not actual ownership in the cow, so therefore when he grabs it, he becomes a Shama Sachar. Reb Shimon holds like Reb Akiva that it's a, that the victim becomes a partner proper in the cow, therefore by seizing he's not becoming a Shama Sachar, therefore they split it, paraded. And the halacha is like Reb Akiva and the Shimon in this Mishnah, that we, that Taka, they become a partner, the victim, the Nizak, actually gets ownership in the cow proper. We look to the cow to repay the debt, which have big nafkaminas. Okay? Very good.